You are invited to visit the Stream Globe online radio. The link is streamglobe.radio. That is www.streamglobe.radio. You will find the link at the end of every devotional text. This online radio is a 24-hour radio service filled with edifying sermons, edifying Christian music, talk shows, and of course, Stream Globe devotional. Stream Globe online radio has been optimized to minimize internet data consumption. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp. Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Spiritual Growth. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Psalm 19 verse 8. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. I have just read from the King James Version. When Monday first believed, he saw the precepts of the Lord to be unbearable and difficult. He actually thought some of them were simply unfair. These were some of his thoughts. Why should I love my enemy? It is not fair to turn the other cheek. It doesn't seem right to deny my feelings of passion, etc. As Monday grew spiritually, he started to see that the precepts of the Lord are for his own good. He started to understand the wisdom in doing things God's way. He started seeing things from God's perspective and no more from the perspective of the flesh. The Christian walk was no more a burden, but now a joyful adventure. He now understood why the Lord said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." As a Christian grows spiritually, he is transformed from being a carnal man to being a spiritual man. The walk of faith is a great burden to the carnal man, but it is great delight and joy to the spiritual man. God's will is that we will grow to the fullness of Christ and no more be dominated by the flesh, but by the Spirit. This doesn't mean the flesh may not try to rear its ugly head every now and then, but it means we do not let the flesh control us, but the Spirit. Go into today remembering that spiritual growth does not happen by chance or merely with time. It happens as a result of a deliberate craving for the sincere milk of God's word, as we see in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2. Pray like this: Dear Lord, please help me to feed on your sincere word and grow spiritually. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Our yearly Bible reading for today shall be taken from Psalm 131 to Psalm 133. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio comes up next. Psalm 131 to 133.
Psalm 131, a song of ascents of David.
My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed myself and quieted my ambitions. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore.
Psalm 132, A Song of Ascents.
Lord, remember David in all his self-denial. He swore an oath to the Lord and made a vow to the Mighty One of Jacob.
I will not enter my house or go to my bed. I will allow no sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Mighty One of Jacob.
We heard it in Ephrathah. We came upon it in the fields of Jair.
Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool, saying, Arise, Lord, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. May your priests be clothed with your righteousness. May your faithful people sing for joy.
For the sake of your servant David, do not reject your anointed one. The Lord swore an oath to David, a sure oath that he will not revoke.
One of your own descendants I will place on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and the statutes I teach them, then their sons will sit on your throne forever and ever.
For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling, saying,
This is my resting place forever and ever. Here I will sit enthroned, for I have desired it. I will bless her with abundant provisions. Her poor I will satisfy with food. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful people will ever sing for joy. Here I will make a horn grow for David and set up a lamp for my anointed one. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but his head will be adorned with a resplendent crown.
Psalm 133, A Song of Ascents, of David.
How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.